the only live and local evening news broadcast in South Jersey. I'm David Spatz. Well, the last time Margate had anything resembling a boardwalk, JFK was still president, but the 12 blocks of boardwalk left standing after the hurricane of 1944 was finally swept away during the March storm of 62. Now, 56 years later, the city of Margate will study a proposal by a city resident and the 400 people who signed his petition to build a new boardwalk. Joining us now is the Margate resident who circulated that petition, Glenn Clods. And Glenn, welcome to Prime at 6.
Good evening. How are you, David?
I'm doing just fine, and I know a lot of people are very intrigued by the possibility of a new boardwalk in Margate after 56 years.
Yeah, so was I.
All right, so how did you come up with the idea? Well, I mean, what was the thought process to put this petition together?
Well, okay. There wasn't a petition, you know, like you put out there to have a referendum.
Right.
It was an online petition, okay, that I presented. What was intriguing about it was that the petition was put up online, and within 2 days or so, we had over 400 people, mostly Margate residents, put their name and their addresses, so we know they were from Margate. Now, you know, whether they're permanent residents or not, we don't know. Like I said, it wasn't a regular
right.
kind of petition you'd put out there for some kind of referendum. So I decided to take that in. I'd written an article, is what had happened. I'd been asked to write an article online about the idea, and I'd had the idea a couple years ago, and the idea has floated around in the town for many years. But the reason why I wrote the article, okay, was because of the beach project. The beach project had completely changed the beachscape in Margate, and a lot of people in town are not happy about it, still not happy about it, didn't want it, but whatever, it's there.
Right.
And so I said to myself, how can we take this basically lemon and get some lemonade out of it and change the narrative here and make, you know, let's look at this in a more positive way. What could we do? And when I looked at all the issues, I said, well, it's time to bring the boardwalk back. It's time to rebuild Margate's boardwalk. You know, there's really nothing. I don't see anything in the way. I mean, the state today, I was in the commission meeting, and I asked how that was going. And I heard some good news that the belief, at least the mayor believes this, and that the state would not probably object. Now, that said, okay, of course, there's the Army that has to be consulted with.
Right.
But I don't think they should be a problem, because we're talking about building this behind the dune or the berm in the area of the beach that is city property. Okay, so it's not being built in the easement. At least I don't think so. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
Okay, and then there was there was you know, some talk about the fact that some of the beachfront owners might object because of privacy issues. Okay, and you know, yeah, I expected that. Everybody expects that, and that would, if we didn't get those people concerned, I would wonder. Okay, but that's basically an engineering problem. Okay, to some extent. You know, and we're talking about a few people as opposed to the entire community. So I think on the whole, I think it looks good at this point. But of course, you know, there's a long way to go. It's a long process, and everybody understands that. But at least we got the ball rolling.
Glenn, let me jump in here and ask, would this boardwalk, the one that you envision and maybe the city leaders are thinking about, would this just be like a wooden pedestrian walkway type of boardwalk like Ventnor has, or would you be putting businesses along it like Atlantic City has?
No, I don't think anybody suggested, or at least I didn't. I don't think anyone ever had the idea of it being a commercial boardwalk. No, it would be really to some extent an extension of Ventnor's boardwalk. So that's the vision of something like Ventnor, Yeah, I mean, there was never, I don't think, a commercial boardwalk in Margate, even back in the day. So, no, that's not what's being considered at all.
Well, in other words, just a place where people can get up there and actually see the ocean once again and the beach instead of seeing sand dunes.
I mean, that is something that we've kind of lost here in Margate. You know, you used to be able to walk down to the bulkhead and see the ocean. Those days are over. But that is only, you know, part of the issue. A big issue why I thought of this is access. It's much harder now to get down to the ocean simply because of what they built down there. It's harder for older people. It's harder for families. This would greatly enhance our access the way it is in Atlantic City and the way it is in Ventnor. And let me just say that, David, I see this as a regional issue. Somewhat of a regional issue. You know, Atlantic City just built a new section of boardwalk in the inlet, the Army built. We've got all these new casinos opening. We've got the school, Stockton, building. We're in an expansion phase, and I see this boardwalk as part of that.
And when you really get down to it, Glenn, it's an island-wide expansion, not just Atlantic City, although Atlantic City gets the headlines and much of the work is being done there. But really, anything that impacts Atlantic City impacts the rest of Epsecan Island.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely. And that's the way I see this and envision this. You know, it's something that is going to benefit not just Margate, although I think it would be a wonderful attraction for Margate, you know, given the situation. But it also benefits Ventnor, and it benefits Atlantic City.
Absolutely. Well, because people can extend their walk or their bike ride or whatever they're doing. Now, if you can only get Longport to sign on to it, you'd be able to ride from the point in Longport all the way up to Gardner's Basin.
As you once could.
Yeah.
Actually, 75 years ago, you could do that. We had an island spanning boardwalk in that era. Of course, the 44 hurricane took care of that.
Right.
Yeah, and it was the war. People have asked me, well, why didn't they rebuild it? Well, it was the middle of the war. You know, and Atlantic City, from what I understand from some of the local historians, the Atlantic City boardwalk got pretty torn up, and a lot of the resources had to go to rebuilding the Atlantic City Boardwalk, because Atlantic City, as we know, was one large hospital in 1944.
Right.
So, you know, so the Atlantic City Boardwalk got the focus, and the city fathers in Margate and Longport decided, under the circumstances, not to go forward.
Well,
although there was a debate, I hear.
City Commission is unanimously behind it, and I know their city engineer has already reached out to the state Mm-hmm. Department of Environmental Protection, asking for a little bit of guidance on what it would take to put in a boardwalk. So it sounds like the ball is starting to roll a little bit slowly, but it's rolling in the right direction. Glenn, I wish we had more time, but we don't. We've been speaking with Margate resident Glenn Klotz. He started a petition online to get the city of Margate to think about rebuilding its boardwalk after 56 years. And it sounds like the city's on board with it. Glenn, again, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it.